And I'm now joined over the phone by Artistic Director of the Dream Big Children's Festival, which is it's kicking off next week, in fact, and it will be taking over the Adelaide Festival Centre and surrounds and other venues as well. The Artistic Director, Susanna Sweeney, thanks so much for joining me.
Hello.
Hi. Well, thank you for making the time in what must be a very busy time in just the lead up. Next Thursday, I believe, is when the festival kicks off.
It does. I still managed to take my daughter to netball this morning, though. So
well done. Well done. Well done. So
it does. It kicks off on Thursday.
Yeah, yeah, and it's there's a whole range of things on offer, including interactive tours, walking tours. There's art. There's theatre. There's music. It sounds like a really jam packed season. And as part of the opening of the festival, it runs from the 18th to the 27th. But next weekend is the big family weekend. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, the big family weekend on the 20th and 21st goes from 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. both Saturday and Sunday, and it's along North Terrace and around the Adelaide Festival Centre, right down to Sam Stag, and then there's a show at the Botanic Gardens as well. So across that whole sort of North Terrace precinct, there's all sorts of activities. There's about 50 activities, and there are 5 different trails. So you choose your age, choose your trail, choose your trail. And there's a fantastic map that's been created that shows where all the different activities are and what age group they suit. And really, it's, you know, and there's a lot of shows that you can purchase to. So what I recommend people do is buy a ticket to a show and then go and do a free workshop. It would make for a couple of free workshops and lots of food and lots of exhibitions. There's a lot to do.
Yeah, yeah, it sounds great. I mean, of course, you want to try and entertain people, and children can be the harshest critics as well.
They can be.
Yeah.
They will tell you what they think.
Yeah, sure. That's it. So what's your background in terms of the involvement with Dream Big? It was formerly the Children's Festival.
That's right. So we renamed it Dream Big. We ran a competition and renamed it last year. It's essentially come out with a new name, and which has been going for over 40 years and is an iconic, you know, arts festival for schools and families. And South Australia should be very proud of it because it's really among the best of its kind in the world.
Mm.
And my history is this is the second one as creative producer. I've worked in the industry for a long time.
And what's drawn you to this particular area of the arts in terms of creating work for children and young adults?
Choosing work. I don't create. I guess that's a really important demarcation to make. I actually call myself a creative producer as opposed to an artistic director, and I'm very much a facilitator. I choose events and shows and experiences that I feel will benefit or be enjoyed by or stretch the boundaries or increase the imagination or all sorts of things for young people. And the reason I chose it, I've ended up in it, which I love, is probably when I became a parent. I've worked in the entertainment industry for years in various roles, a lot of them very much more adult before this. And then I had children, and I've always taken my kids to things, always. And I was always taken as a kid to shows and events. And I can see the benefits. And I think everyone, as part of their normal upbringing, should be given the opportunity to have arts experiences threaded through their life.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And as you say, like curating a program like this is an incredibly creative process. And so with this year's festival and this year's program, have there been any particular umbrella themes that can be drawn, or is it just a whole range?
The overall theme is Feed the Mind. So because we work so closely with the Department for Education, which is a wonderful relationship, and that's why, you know, we've got 22,000 bookings of school students coming into activities over 6 days.
Wow.
It's pretty huge. Like there's 3,000, you know, kids will be heading into the city and surrounds each day. And the theme is Feed the Mind. But the overarching theme is the arts, and it's, you know, what the arts can do for you. And the arts is a very broad church. There's a, you know, so many things fit underneath it because it's all about creativity. So a lot of the activities, for example, on the big family weekend, you know, we have messy play and all sorts of fantastic, you know, really physical interactive games that have a huge creative element that, you know, you may well think, what's the connection with the arts? Well, the connection with the arts is that it's expanding your brain in ways that it would not otherwise be tested. And it's all, you know, it's all encompassing, really.
Yeah, yeah. And you mentioned before that you're catering to, I mean, it's formerly come out Children's Festival, that children, but it is also for young adults as well. A couple of weeks ago, I had the cast of Gone Viral, which is, you know, as part of the festival, and that's certainly a theatre production aimed at teenagers and young adults as well. So there's quite a few ages that you're catering to as well.
0 to 14 is strictly speaking the ages, and so Gone Viral, E-Bully, Losing Faith in Unicorns, those performances, and Frozen Girl and Grave Child are all shows that cater for that older end, so sort of 12 and up or 10 and up, depending on which one, and, you know, exploring issues and themes that teenagers have to deal with. And they're all amazing shows. And the great thing that Dream Big does is it's often young performers telling a story for younger audiences. So that's what I love about it, is something like Gone Viral is a story that, you know, a 12, 13 and 14-year-old will see. It's a story about a 17-year-old, because children, young people always like to know what's ahead, really, in some ways. And I think that's what Dream Big can do, is having young people perform stories for their younger selves, in a way. Yeah. We've got quite a few of those activities happening, which is great.
Yeah, it is great to see. And as you've said, in terms of your own upbringing and the upbringing of your children as well, that it does have a lasting influence, being exposed to experiences
yeah,
like this.
It can't hurt as a start, just as a baseline. It can't hurt, and it can just be hugely beneficial for everyone. That's the thing too. It's not, you know, it's not just kids who want to be in the arts. I mean, obviously, kids who have that propensity, you absolutely want to feed them. If you have a kid that you can see is going to, you know, that's their thing. And music is, every child should have an opportunity to learn an instrument. If I was ruler of the world, every child would learn an instrument. And out of that, not all would continue. But there's just a sort of, I think there is a baseline arts, certain amount of arts that everyone should be exposed to, like Australia is really good with sport in that area. So I think it's about balance. And when you know, any family that starts to engage always goes, oh yeah, this is great.
Yeah. That's it. And there's so much on offer that there will be something for everyone in a range of different art forms as well. So where can people go for more information about the festival? As you say, it's only 6 days. Well, it's the 18th to the 27th.
There's 6 days of school,
yeah,
and then there's 3 days of general public. So
it's a
there's 7 days of schools. Whoops. Because we are opening next Thursday, 7 days of schools, and 3 days of general public. And everything is online at dreambigfestival.com.au. There are also programs, general public programs about. The school programs went out in October last year, and all the school stuff is pretty much booked out. There's a couple of shows that have some capacity, but essentially it's booked out. But there is still plenty of capacity for shows that are for general publics, other than the one for babies. That is booked out.
Yeah.
The one for one and under, he's completely full. There's a few sold out shows, actually, but online. And the thing to do on the Big Family Weekend is come, and we've got two information booths, and there's a fantastic map that is so clear and it's so gorgeous, and it's hand-drawn by our wonderful graphic artist. And it's North Terrace and the Adelaide Festival Centre, and it marks everywhere where there's activity happening in relation to what age, what trail you choose.
Oh, great.
So it's really cool. Check out, the map is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
And the other key thing is there is no bad weather. There is just bad clothing.
Ah, I see. Yes, very good. Yeah, it's all about the attitude and the preparation. Yes.
Yeah, because we don't know what the weather's going to be. And it's like, rather than go, oh, no, it's going to be drizzling or wet or cold, it's like, that doesn't matter. There's heaps of stuff happening inside. But if it is drizzly, wrap up, put your kid in a beanie and a scarf and their gumboots, and go out and enjoy the North Terrace precinct.
Yeah, that's it. It's a different kind of adventure, but yeah, still there with a different lens. Well, Suzanne, it sounds great, and I hope people do get along and just go for explore the many options on offer. So that's the big family weekend, which is next weekend, the 20th and the 21st, and the festival runs from the 18th to the 27th of May, and you can head to dreambigfestival.com.au for further information. Susanna, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.